Rural Focus.
It is Troy with Rural Focus. Yes, well, of course, last hour we catch up with Corrigin farmer Stephen Bolt, and he's put it out there of how well prepared is the agricultural industry with maybe an outbreak, if it does happen, of foot and mouth disease. Well, all this week around regional WA, there are plenty of foot and mouth briefings. Of course, there's one in Williams tomorrow and one in Kojanup on Wednesday. And Dr. Elizabeth Jackson will be there. Dr. Elizabeth Jackson is a board member of Sheep Producers Australia and also is a senior lecturer, supply chain management there at Curtin University. And, well, she joins us this morning. Dr. Elizabeth, good morning there to you.
Good morning, Troy.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Yeah, really well today. Glad for this rain that we're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've done a few of these foot and mouth disease information talks. You've got one, of course, tomorrow in Williams, as we mentioned, and then heading to Kojanup on Wednesday. What information will you be chatting about at the information sessions?
Yeah, so, Troy, I'll be presenting analysis from Thomas Elder Markets.
Okay.
On a number of issues. So I'll start off by talking about our vulnerability to foot and mouth disease now that it's in barley. And I'll also be talking about our reliance on export markets and our current foot and mouth disease free status. Mm-hmm. That's so important, but it's this dependence on export markets that makes us so vulnerable to losses if we do actually have an incursion of foot and mouth disease in this country. I'll also be talking about experiences of foot and mouth disease in the various outbreaks in the UK. There was the really, really big one was in 2001. They had another smaller one which was contained far more quickly in 2007. But there were also outbreaks before that in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I believe. And it's been really interesting that a number of people in the audiences that I've been presenting at either were in the UK at that time or have relatives in the UK at that time, and they do share some quite unnerving experiences. But I'll also be talking about the importance of how Australia and our farming systems are different to those in the UK, and indeed the livestock production systems in places like Indonesia. Okay. And hopefully these systems and also our immigration rules that will keep us safe.
Yep.
And it's something that's really important that that has improved from what happened in the UK and the UK experience is our traceability technology. So that's something that that is very, very, very important to the confinement or containment,
yeah,
I should say. So this is a little bit of an overview of the stuff that I'll be talking about, really giving evidence-based views on these topics.
As I said, I did speak with Stephen Bolt in the last hour. He's sort of come out and said, as an organisation, as the ag industry, are they prepared enough for what just might happen?
Yeah, look, given the interactions I've had with DPIRD and our National Department of Agriculture, I think we are extremely prepared.
Okay.
The thing is that we have been, foot and mouth disease, and this is some evidence of this I'll show in my presentations over the next couple of days. Foot and mouth disease has been in countries for many, many, many years, and we have been on alert for foot and mouth disease for a long time. I've travelled extensively throughout the world, and I've never been to a country where there are bins to dispose of your food product at the baggage claim halls. So we have got an extremely sophisticated system, and a system that it's really interesting that until there is an outbreak, we won't see how powerful it is.
Yeah.
There are so many, there are thousands of people, very, very, very qualified people in veterinary epidemiology and biosecurity who have got plans, who've got very, very, very secure plans in place if there is an incursion. So just because they're not, they're not sort of in our faces day in, day out, it doesn't mean that they're not there. We've kept out African swine fever, which is as catastrophic to the pig industry as foot and mouth disease is to other species. So we've done very, very, very well. And I'm I don't want the system to be tested, but I am very confident that that there is a system in there in place that will respond very, very, very quickly, so we don't end up in the situation the UK was in 2001.
The biggest two, traceability and biosecurity, mouth disease.
Yes. So traceability is quite a contentious issue at present in the sheep and goat industry, but it has been in the cattle industry for several years now, and is in the pig industry. So you know, if we do get incursions, then at least the cattle and pig industries will have technology at their fingertips to be able to do something about it quickly and be able to track and trace animals through the through a supply chain to make sure that it's those animals that are confined and contained as quickly as possible, and indeed the people who are possible carriers, you know, through their vehicles or through their clothes or through their breath, are, you know, alerted to what they could possibly be doing.
Do you think both the federal and state governments are they doing enough?
Yeah, in terms of our biosecurity, absolutely. Okay. I think I think what we have seen occur in terms of our airports and the immigration rules that we've seen. I think our Department of Agriculture, I should say, has been really good, and so has private enterprise, because what this is about education, and this is about, you know, gathering information and fact finding from the people who know this business. Okay. And again, unfortunately, it's the people in veterinary epidemiology, so the people who are responsible for public health and disease that spreads through livestock populations. We don't hear from them very often, but they are there. And they are working behind the scenes absolutely frantically to make sure that if there is an incursion, and must remember, Australia is at present a foot and mouth disease free country. So if there is an incursion, you know, everything will be done. All the buttons will be pushed and all the levers will be pulled to make sure that those outbreaks are contained at lightning speed.
And I know from the boys at Tomasello Markets, they sort of say, going by their graphs and everything else, that maybe the worst may be over for foot and mouth disease there in Indonesia. Will that be brought up in these information sessions?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I've got some pretty powerful graphs to show people who attend that the data that's the disease data that's coming out of Indonesia's Department of Agriculture or Ministry of Agriculture, it looks like that peak foot and mouth disease has been reached. People would have heard the concept of peak COVID, particularly in Western Australia over the past couple of weeks. So peak foot and mouth disease Indonesia has reached peak foot and mouth disease, and so it is on the downhill trajectory. However, it is very, very important to make sure that we not only listen to Thomas Elder Markets, because they're fabulous, but we also listen to any information that is coming out of Department of Agriculture and their veterinary epidemiologists, because they do some really, really, really sophisticated risk modelling on peak disease outbreaks and this sort of thing. So, yeah, but also what I'll be looking at is providing some evidence on where Indonesia has been focusing its treatment of foot and mouth cases. So what's really interesting is only at the tiniest percentage of cattle in Indonesia that have been affected actually have been in Bali. Actually, where the 1 million vaccinations that Australia gifted to Indonesia as part of the program to keep the disease off our shores shows that it is actually Bali that's in the top two locations of where the vaccination has been delivered.
So all that and more tomorrow,
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So this is really positive for Australia and for our very, very, very legitimate fears of the severity of this disease. This is really good news.
Certainly is. We are chatting with Dr. Elizabeth Jackson, and you can hear Dr. Elizabeth tomorrow, of course, in Williams, when she'll be speaking with the foot and mouth disease update for Williams and surrounds. 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon there at the Williams Sports Pavilion. It's open to everybody. You just don't need to be a farmer if you're sort of worried in the general public and you want to go along and hear the discussions tomorrow. Not just Dr. Elizabeth there tomorrow, but Tory Kirk from AWI, Dean Hubbard will be there, and Dr. Anna Erickson, who is a field vet with DPIRB. So get along and have a listen to all the wonderful keynote speakers there tomorrow. And of course, Dr. Elizabeth Jackson's also making her way to Cogin up and around other parts around regional WA as well. Dr. Elizabeth Jackson, hey, thanks for your time today and good luck with the information sessions.
Thank you so much indeed, Troy, for the opportunity, and I really hope to see lots of people at the events, because this is an absolutely fantastic initiative of Elders, and I'm really proud to be making a little contribution.
Dr. Elizabeth Jackson, board member with Sheep Producers Australia and also too senior lecturer with the supply chain management there at Curtin University. Just one of the many keynote speakers tomorrow there at Williams. So get there for 3, start by around about 3:30. Not just Dr. Elizabeth Jackson speaking, as I said, but Tori Kirk from AWI, Dr. Anna Erickson, who's the field vet with DPIRB, and Dean Hubbard, who's the Elders State Livestock and Wool Manager. They are the keynote speakers in Williams there tomorrow. So if you're nearby, get along. If you're wanting to know more on it, do get in contact with Georgia today. Georgia will certainly look after you. 0429 371 995 is the telephone number. Yeah, they are important. Williams tomorrow, and as I said, Cogin Up on Wednesday at the Cogin Up Sporting Complex, also from 3 o'clock. And just very quickly, there's also a foot and mouth disease information session in 2J on a Wednesday night as well. So get to that one if you can as well. But if you're wanting to know more about the Williams one tomorrow, they're at the Williams Sports Pavilion. Get in contact with Georgia at Elders today, 0429 371 995.